Rosie O'Donnell, I bought 100 Kamala t-shirts. Will not take them off until she's in that White House. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 5, 2024. Rosie O'Donnell claimed that she purchased 100 Kamala t-shirts. And she vowed not to remove them until Vice President Kamala Harris is elected president. During a virtual call hosted by the group, Comics for Kamala, O'Donnell described the day President Joe Biden announced he was exiting the presidential race and endorsed Harris to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee as being the most glorious act of generosity. I know that the day that President Biden stepped down, the most glorious act of generosity and patriotism, I went out and bought 100 Kamala t-shirts, O'Donnell said. I will not take them off until she's in that White House. And, I believe in her. I believe in the spirit that she brings back to all of us. We need somebody in the White House who's going to fight for equality for all people. And that is certainly not the orange clown man, O'Donnell said. It is definitely Kamala Harris, and I've never met her, and I only met Donald Trump twice. O'Donnell described meeting Trump at his second wedding and claimed she had been the date of Marla Maples' former Broadway partner. Maples, who was the second wife of the former president, married Trump on December 20, 1993, and had one child, Tiffany Trump. Once at his wedding, O'Donnell explained, I went there as the date of Marla Maples' former Broadway partner, and I was his plus one. And, as Donald walked down the aisle to his wedding, he shook the hands of every celebrity in Trump Plaza. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. O'Donnell added that the two of them had a little bit of a tussle back in 2007 that has gone on about 17 years. Other comedians and actors who were reported to have joined the call with Comics for Kamala were Kathy Griffin, Ben Stiller, and Jason Bateman. The group revealed in a post on X that it had raised nearly $550,000.